This show is paid for and produced by the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome, welcome yet again, another episode of This Open House. I am your host, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company. And once again, I am solo. Rebecca decided she was going to get a root canal this morning. And our great producer, John, just said, you can't go on air with half your face numb. So she's at home listening. And hopefully, by the time we're done, I won't get in too much trouble here. You can reach me at 520-462-2611. Actually, you can reach us anytime, day or night. You can call, you can text, and you can also email info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Full MLS search, automated value estimates for your automated needs. But if you want a real valuation, you want to really know what your house is worth, go ahead and shoot us a call, shoot us your address. Happy to put some preliminary numbers together. And in many cases, we can get a good idea just by some verbal discussions on where you're at. Jumping in to housing stats. As of June 29th, 2021, when I pulled these stats, there are 737 current active listings, and that is up from 712 on June 15th. We have had a small increase in inventory, really not enough to satisfy demand. We're gonna jump on a national scale a little bit today, and then we're going to bring it back into the local scale. But looking locally, when we take these segments of data, prior 7 to 12 months, our median sales price was $225,000. And for many of our borrowers, boy, that was a great price. 4 to 6 months ago, that shot up to $258,890. And in the last 3 months, $280,000. Is your median sales price with an average days on market of 4, meaning from the time it goes on the MLS as an active property to when the agent changes status, active contingent or some other status, that is on average of 4 days. And right now our numbers are showing about 101% of list. These properties are still getting, in many cases, over asking price, multiple offers with all kinds of fun things in there. But you know, at the end of the day, most of these offers are still financed with historically low great rates, and they got to appraise. They've just got to have that third-party blessing. And it's important that we don't lose our heads in these negotiations. And I'm starting to actually see that. I'm starting to see the buyers pull back just a little bit, and the amount over is not quite as insane as it's been in the prior months. But that doesn't mean things are growing. I actually really welcome that change. As of June 29th, your median three-bedroom rent, jumping over to rent, is $1,500 a month. So you're going to spend about that, but your median sales price for a three-bedroom, you're looking at about $260,000 with the 20% down payment, average credit. What we're seeing interest rates come down to, that's about a $1,226 a month payment. You're looking still a savings of $274 a month to buy over rent. Now, according to National Association of Realtors, we have had crazy increase in growth nationwide. The median existing home sales price in May rose almost 24%. From a year earlier. That topped $350,000 for the first time. The National Association of Realtors said that earlier this month. Home sales have started to decline, though, in recent months. And when I'm talking about that, I'm not talking necessarily prices. I am talking about the number of sales. And the reason that they're saying they dropped 0.9% from April to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.8 million in May. The reason they're saying that is because there just aren't enough houses for all the buyers looking to buy. And rising prices have deterred some buyers. Wall Street Journal reported on June 29th that some workers may decide to hold off moving until they know what their company's plans for returning to their office are. The rise in remote work during a pandemic spurred many households to move farther from their offices. So many of these people might hold off a little bit just to see where their work's going to land, and do they really want that home office or not? The answer is yes, guys. And you know what the answer is, even if you don't use it as a home office? A man cave is a great thing. Trust me, when you have three small kids, just a place to escape for a couple of minutes and eat a candy bar without your kids knowing about it is a huge, huge, huge benefit. And they also went on a report from Mark Vittner, senior economist with Wells Fargo and Company. He expects folks looking to buy a home thinking they're going to work remotely or putting the decisions on hold. So he agrees with them. And I'm not really seeing that too much, but nationwide, these are the statistics. Now, going a little bit more local, but still more north, Phoenix had the fastest year-over-year home price growth in the country for the 23rd straight month at 22.3%, followed by San Diego at 21.6%, Charlotte, North Carolina, Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, and Seattle, they all recorded record high annual price gains. So while nationwide the number of home sales may have declined a little bit, here in Tucson, that is not the case. Looking back the last 12 months, we have seen a 14.6% increase in closed sales. That number for our Tucson MLS is 22,508 homes that have sold. And I can go back 10 years, and we don't have that kind of data. Back in January 2008, there were 13,388 homes for sale. So these homes are selling. New listings, though, plummeting down. We really don't have as many new listings, especially looking back in 2008. Back in 2008, we had 35,231 new listings as of January, looking back on those 12 months. Today, going back 12 months, and my statistics end in May, pretty soon we'll have the next months available, we had 24,260. So what's happening here is basically what's coming on is being absorbed instantly, and there's just not a whole lot of wiggle room there. And so speaking of wiggle room, the regulations are tightening. Things are getting harder for some borrowers in some ways, but in a lot of ways, they're becoming easier. And I have a good friend of mine and lender here, James Mendenhall, over at Summit Funding. And we're going to talk about some of the things that he's seeing and some great opportunities for borrowers to save some money, especially on a refinance end. James, are you here?
Yes, I am, David. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Welcome back. You've been on the show a couple of times here, and we keep getting requests to have you back on. You got great information, and I appreciate you joining us. So,
absolutely.
What are you seeing?
I love joining.
Yeah, what are you seeing out there?
Well, as far as the federal government, they are loosening guidelines for people to be able to actually refinance their home loans. Fannie Mae last week came out with a program called Fannie Mae Refi Now. So they've increased the debt-to-income ratios to qualify for refinancing your home loan. And, you know, their goal is to keep everybody's payment as low as possible, save as much money, and keep the economy going as well.
Yeah.
And on another note, property values, like you said, have gone up substantially. And we have been working on refinancing people that closed even a few short months ago out of FHA home loans into conventional home loans. So Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have gone to a process where we do not need appraisals on refinances a lot of the time.
Many times. There's still cases where an appraisal is going to be necessary, at least a desktop, correct? This isn't just a blanket every loan.
That's correct, but it's a lot easier to obtain. It's called an appraisal waiver. So it basically streamlines the refinance process where you don't need an actual appraisal to go from an FHA loan to a conventional loan.
Excellent, excellent. And some of our listeners may be like, oh my gosh, no appraisal, what's going to happen? Things are going to go crazy. We're talking about refinances here. We're not talking about new purchases. And so with respects to a refinance, these homes are already owned. And does this also apply to a cash out refinance? Or are we just talking about a straight refinance paying off the old deed of trust?
a straight rate and term refinance, paying off the old deed of trust to help save homeowners money. On any cash out refinance, you're still going to need an appraisal needed, because that's, you can only go up to an 80% loan to value.
Absolutely, and that's
refinance.
Excellent news. This is the last thing we want is people pulling out tons and tons and tons of money, going on extravagant trips, and then all of a sudden we've got another issue on our hands like we did last time. James, we're going to catch this on the other side of the break and continue to talk. There's a couple of great things that I'm really excited about for our listeners and our clients to take advantage of. Guys, we'll see you on the other side. Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice. Welcome back. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company. And you can always reach us 520-462-2611. Or you can go ahead and email info@thisopenhouseshow.com and full MLS search www.thisopenhouseshow.com. Speaking of calling 520-462-2611, that's exactly what one of my past clients did earlier today. And James, you know, as I'm hearing you start to talk a little bit about this program, I'm starting to see flashbacks of what this guy was telling me. So without getting too much into any of the details to protect identity and all of that stuff, you know, we're looking at about a 6 month to 9 month sale and decent amount of equity increase just from the time it closed to today, based on these sales prices. But this particular borrower here, he had an FHA loan, and at the time, still a heck of a lot cheaper than what his rent was going for. So he got a great deal. But when I asked him, because he had some questions about refinancing and what he should do, and you know, I asked him about his mortgage insurance, how much was that a month? He's paying about $175 a month just in mortgage insurance. And correct me if I'm wrong, with an FHA loan, that never goes away, does it?
No, it does not. In 2010 or 11, FHA required that to be for the life of the loan to help pay for all the foreclosures. So they penalized all the new home buyers. So now it is a 360-month term to pay that.
Right, right. And so you're paying, doesn't matter how much equity you have in the house, it doesn't matter if you've been on time 100% of the time, they still want you to pay that for the life of the loan. And that can be crippling. You know, right now, the U.S. agency is offering help to homeowners who are behind on their mortgages, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. You know, they want to make it a little bit more difficult on a national scale to go ahead and foreclose. What they want is servicers and homeowners to start getting engaged with loss mitigation efforts prior to when people start getting in trouble. And one of the ways that they're proposing that happens is that the lender does have to reach out to the borrower and let them know, is there a better rate available? Is there a better loan product available? What can we do to help assist you, as opposed to just going straight into the process of foreclosure and having a displaced homeowner and an asset on the books of the bank, which, by the way, guys, they don't want. The banks don't want your house.
We do not want to foreclose on anybody's home.
Absolutely.
It's completely different than it was in the collapse of the market.
Absolutely not. But this particular program you're talking about here, this is you're not in trouble. Maybe you are looking in and you're thinking, okay, I could use a reduction in my monthly payment in order to save some cash and save up for my kids' college or something. They can go ahead and contact you and basically just really easy flip this loan out. How much is the cost out of pocket on average for these people?
the cost out of pocket is going to be zero, and we can roll the closing costs into the total loan amount, and the actual hard closing costs are about $2,000. So you have an origination fee for $1,300 and the title and escrow fees for about $700. But you do usually skip two mortgage payments. So all that money is going towards interest. It then goes towards paying down your principal balance on your loan and keeping your loan amount about the exact same.
Right, right. And when we calculate, in some cases, you might even get a lower interest rate depending on what your current FHA loan is. You're going to save.
You're going to at least save the mortgage insurance premium, and rates are still historically low. Most of my clients are getting a way better interest rate than I'm refinancing as well.
Right.
When they took out their FHA home loan.
Right, right. And refinances still require a decent number of paperwork. You're still going to need to verify employment and do a lot of those things, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty streamlined, though. The basic is two-year W-2s and your last pay stub is basically all we really need to get started. It's a pretty easy process nowadays. It's not like it was a lot of people back in after the original collapse of how much documentation we need. But that's all we really need to take a look at to see if this program would work for
right.
you.
Right, and it makes sense. I mean, when we're taking borrowers who they've been good on their payments, they've got decent credit and still gainfully employed. We've had really great movements within the real estate market. To be able to go and restructure these loans at an extremely low cost, get ahead of the curve. And guys, I don't see why you wouldn't want to get ahead of the curve on something like this, because what Rebecca and I have been talking about week over week over week, right now we are going into an inflationary period here. This is just what's happening. You can't print trillions of dollars and not have those dollars become worth less. And when we have lenders out there who are willing to keep your rates historically low, and you can save that monthly amount, gosh, you can go take that savings and pump it right back into a principal payment, pay your loan off way faster, which is going to save thousands and thousands of dollars. You could go ahead and take that and maybe invest that somewhere else, put that in an emergency fund savings for car repairs or whatever you need to do. But for this particular client that called me this morning, $170 a month is a lot of money, and it's a lot of money for most people. And when you're talking no cash out of pocket, real streamlined product, I'm so excited to see Summit Funding opening this up. And it's on the heels of our Consumer Financial Protection Bureau saying, look, a lot of these lenders, we need to figure out products for existing homeowners. So, James, why should they call you now as opposed to waiting for when they might get in trouble?
Well, the main reason is interest rates have only one place to go, and that is up. So at any time, rates could shoot back up. The federal government did announce 2 weeks ago that they're not raising the federal minimum wage and they're not going to stop buying mortgage-backed securities.
Okay.
But these low rates are not going to be around forever. You want to get moving quicker rather than later, because when those low rates are gone, they could be gone for a substantial amount of time.
Yeah.
As we know, we've never seen these rates, and you and I made it through the last recession, and we've seen crazy high interest rates. An example is 2 years ago, I'm refinancing a gentleman. He had a 5.5% interest rate on an FHA loan, and he's refinancing into a conventional down to a 2.99 with no mortgage insurance, and he's saving $450 a month.
That's changing his life.
Two short years ago, interest rates of 5% wasn't that bad of an interest rate. I mean, we've been in it for a very long time, and when I first started, rates were 7%, and that was in 2000. So it's just a great time, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac can change anything at any time. I don't think they have any plans for it, but to save that amount of money at this point in time, it makes no sense not to check out your mortgage and see exactly how much you can save.
Right, right. Well, you know, according to MBA.org, 2.3 million homeowners are in forbearance plan. The share of Fannie and Freddie loans in forbearance actually decreased to 2.52% on a 20 basis point improvement. So, you know, when we're talking about these things, this is still a very small blip of the economy that is in some sort of trouble where they need some help, which is a great thing. It's a real testament to what the lenders have been doing and the regulators as far as helping ensure we have great loans coming out, even in this fast-moving economy and market. But these programs, like we said, they're not just for people who are in trouble, but for people out there, if you know somebody who is in trouble, do not wait. Don't wait until the last minute. James, you and I saw hundreds and hundreds of clients in the last downturn who were in trouble, and many of them did wait until almost, you know, the courthouse steps dates that were on these trustees, the notice of trustee sales, and it wasn't impossible to help them. You and I helped many of them throughout a lot of those times there, but it's always better if you can get help prior. In many cases, if you're in trouble, you are going to have some equity in that home, so you're not going to have lasting results of negative consequences if you do need to do something. But an even better solution than having me come over and sell a house for you and have to find something else in this market is contact James and go ahead and get just a look at this program. James, is there any risk or upfront cost? I know we talked about cost at the end, but if somebody just wants to talk to you and figure out what would this look like based on their unique scenario, how does this work? How long does it usually take?
There's no cost upfront whatsoever. It's usually a phone call upfront. I'll talk to you, and I usually schedule an appointment with everybody to meet at my office at Broadway and Rosemont, just because it's kind of difficult to explain loans over the phone. And if everything looks good, usually everybody moves forward with a refinance. Like the individual I was talking to about, I met with yesterday at my office, he just could not believe how much money he was saving.
Yeah.
And when I actually show you in person, I run it through underwriting, I show you we don't need an appraisal, and the time frame is about 4 to 6 weeks for us to close, it's a really good feeling because he's saving, what is it, $4,000 a year on his mortgage payment. It's just, it's astronomical, and he had no idea that he could save any money. And that's how most people are. They're just kind of overwhelmed. They don't know where to go. If you go into Wells Fargo or any major bank, they don't specialize in loans like we do at Summit Funding. So that's what we do. We meet with everybody, and it's a great experience. And if it doesn't look like it's going to work for you, no hard feelings. And then we also look at maybe if you want to sell the house and how much equity you have and move forward with a bigger house, because rates are extremely low and you have the equity available to put a large down payment on another house.
You know, and that's one of the things I like about you, James, and I've seen you work for years and years and years. You're one of the few people that sit down face-to-face with the client, make sure they really understand and give it a personal touch on each one. And a lot of times you end up talking yourself out of a deal because maybe it is better for the client to do something else. And just have a lot of respect for you on that, and that's why definitely you're on one of our recommended list of lenders here in town who we think do an amazing job for our clients. James, how can our listeners get in contact with you if they want to learn more about this program or any other program or even a brand new loan?
Yeah, absolutely. So my actual office phone number is 520-861-0166. I do meet with individuals throughout the day, so I will return your phone call, and my phone is also monitored by my team as well. So if you shoot a text message over to us as well, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. And we really push to schedule every meeting in person. It makes everyone's life a lot easier than trying to figure it out over the phone. So that's what we push for, to make you understand exactly what you're getting into. And David and I have been working together for a very long time. I do not push anybody into any loan program unless it makes 100% sense to do that. We made it through the recession. We saw the horrible loans that loan officers went to prison for, and that's just never been our style. We both are basic. I'm from Tucson. David's been here his entire life, so we really care about the economy and the Tucson market. So we do our best to make sure we take care of everybody that we can.
Yeah, service first. People first, and then profits are going to flow always. James, I appreciate you for taking care of our clients the way that we would want to be treated and just continuing to do an amazing job. I'm excited to see this program, how much we're going to save. I think we're gonna have to reach out to a lot of these past clients and see who might qualify for this. Guys, listeners out there, we need show ideas. We love your ideas. Keep them flowing. Some of you do email us with show ideas from time to time. info@thisopenhouseshow.com. You know, statistics are something that are constantly changing. Regulations are something that is constantly changing. Contracts and all of these things are evolving as things evolve, and design elements are changing. But you guys might have something that you want to know more about. If you do, contact us, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. You can also reach us 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. If you know anybody looking to buy or sell real estate, Rebecca and I would love to help you. See you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining us. And John, thanks for producing a great show.